Your title is Staff Wellness Coordinator. What does that mean? What in essence is your job?
Essentially, I am responsible for all staff wellness programming within the Illinois Department of Corrections. And basically, that encompasses critical incident follow-up for employees or staff that are involved in a critical incident. And also, we are engaged in staff wellness educational programs that basically addresses kind of the long-term effects of exposure to the corrections environment and some of the kind of some of the effects of working in prisons long term, and the things that we're exposed to and the people that we deal with on a daily basis can potentially negatively impact our family life, our home life, our outside relationships. And so we are running several educational programs to just kind of bring in awareness and to offer some skill sets for our employees so that we can send them home hopefully better than they came in, certainly not worse, but we want to make sure that they have the resources that they need to be the best they can be, both inside and outside the walls.
How long has the wellness program been underway in IDOC?
We initiated the staff wellness response teams back in, we started the research back in the fall of 2015, and that was kind of when we identified some gaps in services to correctional employees, in the sense that corrections employees may need a little more than what is offered at other state agencies just because of the populations that we deal with. And we began identifying the training that we needed in 2016. We wrote a policy that implemented in 2017, and we have trained and put a team at every facility since 2017, which comprises about 162 team members statewide now at this time.
Was there excuse me, a certain incident or anything that sparked the IDOC to say, hey, we need to implement this program?
There was a committee put together back in late 2015 that was actually going to be addressing morale from a vantage point of, like, let's put together some basketball tournaments or some dodgeball tournaments or, different family corrections employees events that we could do to kind of just, morale had kind of been waning. There were a lot of contributing factors to that, but we were sitting in a room kind of trying to come up with the next event, and we had one of our tactical team commanders was in there, and just kind of out of the blue, somebody said, "Hey, after you guys go in on a an operation, what do they do with you guys? Like, do they follow up with you a week later to make sure you're okay? Because some of the incidents that they respond to are pretty serious." And he was like, "Yeah, it's pretty much see you on Monday." And we're like, "Really? There's, well," he's like, "there's an operational debrief, but not so much a, hey, you good? Is there anything you need? Are you experiencing any negative effects from this event?" And there was really none of that. And so there was, like I said, there was a group of us frontline staff kind of all sitting in this room listening to this. And I think in that moment, each of us, for our own reasons, decided that that wasn't acceptable and that we needed more and we wanted more. And we were turned loose to make that happen. So that's kind of where it generated. To say that there was one specific event, no.
Some recent studies say corrections employees experience the highest levels of work-related stress and exposure to traumatic incidents on the job than any other profession. I think some of us can imagine what some of those are, but can you explain why that is so?
I think that corrections is unique in the sense that this exposure is constantly occurring. It's occurring on a daily basis, whereas in comparison to other professions, even in law enforcement, you may go days, weeks, months, years without a violent incident or exposure to such. And in corrections, that may just not be the case. When we're dealing with these individuals on a daily basis in the capacity that we are, the risk and the occurrences of critical incidents and episodes and medical, and I'm not just talking violent incidents. I think we tend to think of the things that occur in the corrections environment as fights or assaults or, you know, things of that nature. But oftentimes it's medical emergencies. You know, our employees are doing CPR on offenders that, you know, that are having a medical emergency, or, you know, they're dealing with offenders who are mentally ill, and some of the behaviors that come along with severe mental illness and their exposure to that on a daily basis just increases that risk of PTSD and oftentimes other, you know, other effects that maybe other professions aren't seeing as high of a rate. So, you know, according to the National Institute of Corrections, the average lifespan for a correctional employee that has 20 years in the field is only 59 years old. And, you know, a lot of that is both the physical effects of working in the job as well as the emotional and psychological effects. You know, they all kind of work together to, you know, potentially negatively impact an employee.
Are you concerned at all that people may move away from wanting to join the profession, become a correctional officer because of some of these issues, PTSD, the lifespan issues, that sort of thing?
I think that's a really good question. And I think overall, at least in the state of Illinois, we've still made the corrections career a competitive option for people. The pay and the benefits of a correctional career in the state of Illinois is slightly higher than the rest of the national average for the same career. And my hope is, you know, our outcome in Illinois does not have to be 59 years. And I think that's where if you put the services in place and you make the resources available to the staff, you can mitigate that. And the potential positive impact of just having it available, just kind of debunking that code of silence and not reaching out for help, but just making it a normal part of the fabric of our agency, is that we're going to have these services and we're going to keep coming at you with the education and the tools so that that doesn't have to be your outcome. And I think that hopefully people are taking that into consideration when they look at any career. You know, it would be unwise to not consider the impact your career could have on your family life or your physical health or your mental health. But I think at Department of Corrections, we have come so far in helping to get ahead of that so that it doesn't have to be a situation where we're driving away the potential workforce.